Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
As the clock ticks into 2024, the economic landscape is shifting beneath our feet. From the relentless grip of inflation to the looming shadow of deflation, how do these forces shape our approach to real estate investments in these uncertain times?
Well, it shapes our approach in a lot of ways. And in today's episode, we're going to break it down by answering three questions. How did we get here? How are economics shifting real estate, and what impact are they making? How can you profit from it?
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
10 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
First, we want to talk about inflation, specifically the inflation narrative of 2023. Now, no matter who you are, you heard about it a lot. You heard about it on the news. You heard about it when you were buying your Greek yogurt in the Whole Food aisle. You saw it everywhere, and everywhere you look, prices were climbing.
But now that we're into 2024, the conversation is beginning to change. Inflation is beginning to stabilize, like you see in the graph here, right? Rate hikes are on its way out, like economist Diane Swank said. The Fed is done.
That sounds great. As long as the economic data keeps to change and move like it has been, with inflation starting to chill out and the economy, while slowing down a little bit like you're driving through your neighborhood street, but not poised to crash, the Fed will start cutting sooner rather than later.
Sounds good, right? Well, just as we're starting to get comfortable, a new term starts showing up in financial news: deflation. And you might be wondering, what does it mean when your cost of your weekly groceries and your fancy Greek yogurts and your lattes and your gas start to drop?
Is there a term for this? Yes. Well, really, there's two: deflation and disinflation. They're kind of similar, but they're also, well, different.
Well, we'll start with disinflation, something that started happening last year. This literally means a decrease in the rate of inflation.
Prices might still be on the rise, but they're not rising at the same level as they were. This usually happens as the economy slows down or the Feds take action to tighten up their policies.
You can literally picture two balloons. On one side, you have a helium machine. The balloon inflates fast when you use the machine, right? Now, let's say the other balloon isn't being blown by the helium. It's being blown by you. It still inflates, right? Yes, but not as fast as a helium balloon does. Essentially, the helium balloon represents inflation and you're representing disinflation.
Or to put it in real estate terms, we're talking about our apartment complex in Northwest Arkansas. It was leasing on a renewal rate upon purchase at 12% year over year, which is amazing. But right now, the rental growth is 8%, which is still awesome. It's still increasing, right? But the rate of growth slowed down a bit.
The second term is deflation. It occurs when the inflation rate falls below zero and refers to a sustained decrease in level of price in economy.
A bunch of things can cause this: decreased demands, decreased money supply, technology advancements, you name it. And it's a key topic since it carries potential impact on sectors like, you guess it, real estate.
Why? Well, because anticipation of lower prices can affect rent and property values. With deflation, spending can decrease, investment can slow, consumer confidence can go down, and the economy can stagnate.
To put it simply, if inflation is the speed at which the prices are climbing, disinflation is like easing off the accelerator. Prices are still going up, but not as rapidly. For instance, if the annual inflation rate decreases from 1 year at 5% to 3% the next year, this reduction in inflation rate is considered disinflation.
As real estate investor, we prefer disinflations to deflation. However, 2024 will likely see some deflation, which is why you want to consider unconventional opportunities that might either hedge against or capitalize on these economic conditions.
It's why we love talking about diversification, about long-term perspectives, and about being aware.
See, for real estate investors, this new deflationary environment presents a complex puzzle.
For instance, let's talk about the impact of reduction in interest rates, which we'll definitely see this year. From our perspective, we see this a few ways. Number one, falling interest rates should boost commercial real estate industry. Number two, lower hedging costs likely encourages more international capital to flow into US property markets. Number three, this could lead to slight cap rate compression and prevent cap rate increase due to lower interest rate. Number four, if this is correct, property values could rise with cap rate compression, assuming unchanged net operating income.
This is a good thing, pal, at least. It definitely can be. For instance, falling interest rate means that financing equal lower, making it more affordable to invest in big properties and development projects.
It can also lead to an increase in cash flow by lowering mortgage payments, giving you a higher net operating income and the property for the property improvements and even investor distribution.
Plus, as investors like us and like you start to lean on these lower rates, property values themselves start to rise. Take that, combine it with stimulated economic activities that falling interest rates can spark, and you have a high demand in the commercial space. Boom.
So you might be tuning in and thinking, how do I navigate this terrain as an investor? Should I expect lower purchase prices? Is this an opportunity of a lifetime? What should I do?
Well, it's all about strategic investment in 2024.
Just imagine a large multifamily apartment complex, a gem hidden in plain sight. Now imagine its price far below what it's worth due to liquidity crisis of the owner. Just picture this in your brain. 100 units, probably even bigger, and a building full of tenants. The possibilities are unlimited, remarkable returns.
Sounds like the best, huh? Yes, it does. And that's a real possibility.
Let's paint the picture. First, take the urgent need for liquidity and use it as a favorable entry point for investing. You do this by conducting your due diligence. You can hire a third party to do the assessments on the condition of the property and choose places for improvements and ideally purchase the property at a discount.
We can almost guarantee you that the bones of this incredible multifamily apartment can give you some big value.
Once you acquire the property, you can make big moves restructuring, making big money. This might mean renegotiating existing terms, securing the financing, hello investments, or implementing cost-saving measures too. Then as a multifamily apartment investor, you and your team can enhance the value-add property with things that make the property more attractive to tenants. That might include upgrading amenities, renovating units, and in turn raising rents.
Guess what happens when you do that? Well, you have invested in limitless profitability, and then you improve the tenant experience and made it really easy, really, really worth it to raise that rent, driving occupancy rates, increasing net occupancy income, and increased property value.
And then when you're in position, you can adapt to disinflation by implementing different leasing terms, offering incentives, keeping expenses down. There are so many different options here, and the possibilities are truly endless when you're keeping your long-term strategic investment perspective in mind.
We know it. It's because we've done it a lot.
Take our investment in Phoenix. Right out of the gates, we faced a call hustle challenge, drumming up capital. Picture this. We're fresh-faced in the multifamily apartment scene. And back then, Phoenix wasn't the real estate mecca it's hailed as today. Convincing investors accustomed to the golden grounds of Dallas to bet on us was like selling ice to Eskimos.
But here's the deal. Everything was smooth sailing post-acquisition until February 2020 hit us like a freight train. Our master plan had us rolling up our sleeve for interior ramp-up to increase rent. But then the global pandemic crashed the party.
Our grand construction plan froze in time. Access to the units, a pipe dream, thanks to the pandemic's infancy stages.
With our strategy in limbo, we didn't sit back. We shift gears towards squeezing out organic rent growth. Call it serendipity or strategies, but rent source, renovations, plans or not, it was a tightrope walk to say the least.
Looking back, if the market wind hadn't been in our favor, our bet on C-class property in Phoenix could have spelled disasters. But hey, the stars were aligned, and 27 months later, we closed that chapter with a whopping 3.11x equity multiple in profits, a testament to the old adage that all wells that ends well.
Now, don't get us wrong, we're not recommending that you necessarily invest in these physically neglected properties.
In fact, we rarely do these days. Instead, we focus on properties who were neglected financially. For instance, those which had unfavorable loan terms when they were secured at purchase, typically on floating or variable rates with short-term loans.
While the operations, collections, occupancy, and total net operating income of these properties are usually find the seller probably have extenuating reasons they need to sell. Loan maturity looming, depleted CapEx budget, rate cap premium renewal, you name it.
Here's the thing, real estate investing in 2020 doesn't have to be a ticking time bomb ruined by terms like disinflation and deflation and blah, 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 whatever else is there. Instead, it can be one full of crazy good possibilities and possibilities that you can really, really profit from.
That's where the rewards lie, friends. Just take a look at multifamily apartment sector.
No matter what the economy is doing, you have stable rental income, a reduced risk because people always need a place to stay, a need for affordable, nice housing, and potential for appreciating value, aka money, honey.
Despite the challenges of economy at any given time, multifamily and commercial real estate gives you the opportunity to rise above.
So what are you waiting for? Tune into this episode to learn how you can start beating these challenges now.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.